And my friends, let's talk about how can you be your best self, your vibrant, your full potential self, and then you can feel great about yourself, you can feel great about people, you can see opportunity around you, you can make the best out of each opportunity, you can make the best out of today's video. Three ideas for you, and the first is to have clarity about who you are, who is your best true self. Let's do a small exercise together. If you have three words to describe your best true self, what would they be? Either empathic, either vibrant, either understanding. What could be three words to describe your best self? And if you have it with you now, you can remind yourself to live up to that person every single day. Put it in your alarm, your laptop, and when it buzzes, it reminds you to live up to that person. Consistently remind yourself to live up to that person. And you probably say, I don't know, who am I? That's why I'm here. I don't have the clarity. The good news is that you know it, but you just don't do it often enough. You just don't practice it often enough. You don't make it strong enough because you don't do it often enough. You don't live up to that person every single day. So your job now is to think about the moment you feel great about yourself and you did think well and people around you felt great about you and you're just like happy with that. Just take back that moment. That patterns of yourself, either understanding, either caring, either energetic, and then now put in your alarm, your notebook, your business card, carry it with you and remind yourself to live up to that person. Keep reminding you yourself to live up to that person, and when you do it often enough, consistent enough, you're gonna feel strong about your best self, and you can make other people feel great about that and feel strongly about who you are. And just think about successful people like Steve Jobs or Oprah. We all can describe them in different words, but we may have same feeling about each of them. Like Oprah, really beautiful heart, and Steve Jobs was passionate person. So what about your best true self that you want to feel about it? You want people to feel about it? Put it down there, make it clear, and remind yourself to live up to that person. Second idea is to continuous learning. Continuous improving yourself every single day. Read something in the morning before you go to sleep. Use the power of 1 hour in the morning after you wake up. Just read 20 minutes, feed your mind with personal development materials, good book, inspirational book, motivational book, your books. Choose a book to read, feed your mind. Invest in yourself before you respond to the world. Invest in the person you can control to amplify your power, to unleash the potential within you. Reading, listening, and surrounding yourself with the people who have same like minded. Go to a personal development meeting, go to seminar, go to a talk, mingle with people, share and listen to their story and get that energy together. Third idea for you is to live with service and be kind to others, which means you, no matter where you are now, what you are doing, you just need to live up to that kindness, that service mindset. Wake up in the morning, just ask yourself, what can you do today to be kind to other people? What can you do today to add more values to people's life? If you are an engineer, what can you do today to design a better phone, to develop a better software, and then people can enjoy it? If you are a business owner, what can you do today to really make a good environment for people to work in and can unleash the potential to develop your business in the next level. If you are a writer, what can you write today to just deliver your message in a better way, and then people can get inspired, people can hear your story, and maybe one day they share their story. What would be the way to make you add more values to people's life today? Ask yourself that question every single day and be kind to others. We don't need to invest huge amount of money or build university. You can start from where you are now. We can just start from where we are now today, like go out on the street, smile with a person, go in the grocery shop and smile the person. I remember when I went to a grocery shop, I just asked the guy, how are you doing and how's life here in the UK? Is there any challenge in your life? It's just kind of like a weird question at the time for me, I think. And then he said, no, I just take it easy. So I had a kind of intention because I felt he was so cheerful. I saw he like so happy. I just like, how could he look like kind of like happiest man in the world? And then he said, he just take everything easy. And all he thinking about is to just help his family. And he enjoy doing it. And he live with the moment. So maybe you can hear a beautiful story by being kind and care about other people. And you may see the beauty in other people. And then you see the beauty in yourself. The most important thing to be kind to others and to serve others, because that means you serve your best self. You are nice to others. You add more values to your life. You continuous learning every single day. And you know who is your best self. You live up with that every single day. You non-stop taking action to your best self. You non-stop living meaningfully, loving openly, and giving joyfully. You non-stop until the next videos. I love you. I see you in the next video.